Matthew, the first chapter, we're going to start with the 18th verse. Very familiar scripture we're going to read tonight. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." First chapter of the book of St. John. We're going to start about the 1st verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And that's all I'm going to read this evening. I know that both these places are familiar in that of the reading. You'll have to bear with us for just a minute. We'll try our best to do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. There's a couple of things in that that we've read to you that's sort of stuck with us, and it's all I got, so it's all I'll try to leave with you this afternoon, but I do need your prayers. I really appreciate the service thus far tonight. I really do. It's been food. Been good. And I'll just be honest with you. You'll never outdo the Spirit of God. You never will. You'll never get enough of the Spirit of God. Do you know that? It'll satisfy you, but it'll keep coming. I believe the Bible says that our outward man perisheth, but our inward man is renewed day by day. Renewed day by day. That's something to think about. That's that renewing, that refreshing. And the truth of it is, as that inward man hungers after the Lord. You know that? He really does. His heart paints. I believe David wrote over in the book of Psalms, and he said, as the heart painteth for the water, doth my soul paint after the Lord. In other words, he was comparing that of the thirstiness of the heart, brethren, after the water. Yeah, I know what I preach Sunday. I'm not going to preach that, nor get on it, I don't think. But I want to leave something with you, God being my helper. The Bible says that a lot of folks does not believe in that of a virgin birth. They like to maybe explain it away. Now, I got a couple of things, and there ain't nothing I can do about it, but I just like to leave just a little bit with you this afternoon. Now, Matthew, the first chapter, brethren, is a lie if there was not a virgin birth. Not only that, Isaiah prophesied, my friend, that a virgin would have a son, and brethren, it'd be a lie also, would it not? And the scripture says, you might say, preacher, it could have very easily been of man. The Bible says, before Joseph and Mary even got together, my friends, she is conceived by the Holy Ghost. She is already, my friend, conceived. Conception had already took place. Now you say, preacher, you cannot do that. That ain't humanly possible. That's a good thing tonight. It is not humanly possible. And there's several things that took place with Mary, brethren, because Mary was highly favored among women. And that was even prophesied, that a woman shall compass a man. Brethren, that wouldn't right according to the Word and according to the teachings in God's Word. Brethren, but she became the central figure of everything until Jesus was born. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know. I understand. And I know that some people pray through Mary, and they'll worship Mary, and they'll set her high, but I got news for you. Brethren, when it come the day of Pentecost, she was among the 120 in the upper room. She had never been saved. Holy Ghost had never come. Brethren, until the day of Pentecost. No, sir. I know you get in trouble and you get to talking like that, but I'm going to believe what this Word says. Are you? I'm going to believe what this Word says. There's some things, and brethren, in this Word that a lot of times we get a hold of and we think we've got everything right, but one thing don't fit. It don't fit, my friend, something wrong. Something wrong, most definitely. Now, I can't find in the scriptures, my friend, anywhere, brethren, to tear down this scripture in the book of Matthew. I can't do it. All I can find and read in the Word of God enhances it. It lifts it up. It raises it up. Brethren, Jesus was born by Mary, and Mary had not known a man. According. You say, preacher, you're not getting into all that. The fact of it is, my friend, I believe the scripture is point blank on this for a reason. Now, the Bible says here that Joseph was not willing to make her a public example, but he was going to put her away. He is going to put her away. Brethren, Joseph initially was just like any man sitting here. My friend, he is ashamed. Thank God of Mary because of what he is told. Yes, sir. Because of what he is told. And he is going to put her away. Now, you can read your book, my friend, and you can find out to put her away in this manner was the same as divorce. It was the same of doing away with her. Putting her out, my friend. Now listen. Listen. As he slept, thank God something happened. Yes, sir. Now I don't know about you. I don't know when the Lord talks to you. Brethren, the Lord talks to me sometimes in the sleep. But most of the time I'm wide awake. Glory to God. My friend, I can't use that excuse. He talks to me, my friend, a lot of times while I'm working or while I'm doing things, other things. That's when he gives me scripture a lot of times. And it's a lot of times when he tells me to go and read. Yes, sir, when I'm busy on doing something else. But let me go on. I want to finish this, the Lord being my helper. It says, and he shall bring forth. It says, he shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet saying. Now, brethren, he used this scripture out of the Old Testament that had already been prophesied that a virgin was going to bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name, it says here, Jesus. Then it also says Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. Brother, that's a great statement today. God with us today. The Bible says in the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah, my friend, it said that his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty Prince, and the several others, a couple others, that he talks about, his name shall be called. And brethren, you never find it in the New Testament that he has ever called that. But brethren, he had every head. In other words, he filled every office that it was prophesied. He most certainly did. Listen, Emmanuel, which being interpreted as God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. Listen. And knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Jesus. Now we know the scripture. You can go back and find out that about John. You can find out about John the Baptist, my friend. That there were some things happened about John. Did you know in his father's lineage, there's not a one of them called John. Not a one. Zechariah was the priest, my friend, and the Bible said the Lord, when he is going in and offering the offerings of brethren for sin, God talked to him and told him, Elizabeth's going to bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name John. He said, and just to let you know, this shall be like this. He said, you'll be dumb. You'll be dumb, not able to speak until this happens. Brethren, you think about it. That's what happened in the days of John. Bible says here that they asked John. You can go on and read the rest of the first chapter of the book of John. They asked John, they said, are you him? Are you him that we're looking for? Are you that prophet? Are you Elias? He said, no, I am not. They asked him point blank, then who are you? Who are you, John? He said, I'm the voice. Thank God of one speaking in the wilderness to prepare the way tonight. Brethren, he did. He prepared the way. He most certainly did. I want you to think just a little bit tonight, my friend. It was not by the will of man that all this was done. Neither is it by the will of man, my friend, that men received salvation. Think about it. It's not blood. It wasn't by blood. It wasn't by the bloodline. Brethren, the children of Israel, and my friend, were a special people. But brethren, our salvation didn't just pour out upon them. They had to believe. Yes, sir, they had to believe the gospel. Yes, they did. They had to believe the word of God. Brethren, and that salvation did not come. It could not come. Brethren, the Comforter had not been sent until Jesus died and went back to his Father. Sat down on the right hand of the throne. Yes, sir. Think about it tonight, brethren. I can't help it. These folks preach and teach you anything. My friend, I can't do that. Brethren, I can't. I don't know. Brethren, I'm not going to debate this with you. My friend, I don't feel it necessary. And the truth of it is, it's in black and white. And the Bible backs it up from lid to lid. Yes, it does. There's some things, brethren, about salvation. You know, a lot of times, Brother Robert's talking. I've seen the time, and you have too. Brethren, even around Mountain View, when things, brethren, just seem like they fail right in place. It ain't just one spot that's done that. It's been down through the years, and it'll continue to be to them that are obedient. Yes, sir. The blessings of the Lord are to them that are obedient. Them that'll seek Him. Ain't that right? Them that'll hunger and thirst after Him. Thank God He'll fill them tonight. Yes, He will. Brethren, it's not by the will of man. It's not by being born. He says, which were born. Listen, but as many, he said, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. They did not receive it. The majority's sake of them. They did not receive that. Of who? Jesus. Of what? Salvation. Brethren, that's what he brought into the land. He became the supreme sacrifice. Yes, he did. Brethren, no more. No more did we wander in the wilderness after you're saved, my friend. Think about it. Think about it. Brethren, there's dangers in the wilderness. They most certainly are. There's dangers. I can prove it to you by the Word of God. I'm not going to get into all that. Listen to me. This didn't come by the will of God, man. It didn't come by the blood. It didn't come by the will of the flesh. No, sir, listen. He said, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. And it tells us, this is something, my friend, I don't know. I really don't. They got a little burr got under my saddle, if you want to have it. My friend, about folks, and my friend taking care of Israel tonight. You listen to me. Brethren, I believe you ought to take care of Israel, but you need to figure out who Israel is. Glory to God. And my friend, it ain't them that's over yonder. No, sir. That's the main reason he said not by blood. Listen. He said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Now, I'm not going to get into every little old thing. It didn't say, my friend, that they all just received right at that moment. He said he gave them power to become the sons of God. You think about it. Think about it. Brethren, there's some things. He even told his own disciples, he says, what I do right now in the midst of you, he said, you don't understand. And they didn't understand. There was several times that his own disciples pulled him aside and said, Master, what does this mean? He said, it's not given unto them. I've got to speak in parables. But he said, it is given unto you. Brethren, he is in the midst of them. They should have just believed him, my friend. Should they not have? One of the closest ones to him, my friend, denied him three times. One of the closest ones to him. He wasn't the one that Jesus loved, because Peter questioned him about him. He leaned upon his breast, did he not? Yeah, it's John. We know who it was. It's John. He asked him, he said, what's he going to do? Glory to God. He said, you go do what I asked you. Brother, we'll take care of John. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's a lot of times, my friend. I'm going to tell you something tonight, folks. If I was able, my friend, I'd just open it up and just pour it down you. Yes, sir, Reed, I would do that. And glory, I'd love to do that. There's some folks I'd like to get a hold of and just shake them until it went in. Wouldn't you? Huh? Like trying to give a baby a dose of medicine, they spitting it all over you. Huh? Don't like it. Sometimes they just don't like it. And I don't know where you ever get enough down them or not. Just to be honest with you. Brethren, the Word of God ought not be that way. To a child of God. They ought to be. Brethren, we ought to be just like a little bird, chirping, with the mouth wide open when the mother brings the food. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Think about it. They wasn't that away. They wasn't many of them, thank God, that believed him. A few. Just a few. You think about 3,000 souls being saved, but brethren, think about 120 in the upper room. Brethren, the lesser the number, it just kept getting less, didn't it? Just a few. The Bible says among 500 did he many infallible truths. Many infallible truths. 500 of them. Brother, and they wound up with 120. Just about a fifth. Listen to me. Listen. He says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Brethren, John wants you to know, brethren, that there was a few that believed that Jesus was the Son of God. Not just with lips. Not just with a voice. Yes, sir. Do you know, can I ask you something? The Bible says, with a heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Can I ask you something? When did you wholeheartedly believe? When did you wholeheartedly believe? Think about it. Think about it. I'm not trying to trick you, and I'm not trying to rather get you in trouble either, but it's a good question. It's not a trick question. It's a good question. When did you wholeheartedly believe? Brethren, with your heart. Brother, that God really done something in your life. Listen, why was Mary the mother of Jesus in the upper room? What was she doing there? If you'll follow the scripture, my friend, you'll find out that Mary never was too far from Jesus. Never was. Never was. She showed up on the scene. Huh? Yes, sir. She was around when they crucified him. Yes, sir. Among them that was looking on. And brethren, you don't think that she wanted whatever else was coming? You don't think, my friend, that she had to believe? She had to believe just like anybody else. She was nothing special when it come to salvation. She was a soul. Yes, sir, a soul. Think about it. Listen to me. I want you to listen. Bible says, my friend, he said, them that believe in his name, which were born. He gets right down to the nitty gritty. Which were born, not of blood, not of blood. You go back through the scriptures, my friend, and you see how many of the Gentile race of people that Jesus healed, my friend. The Gentile. The Samaritan woman, my friend. A lot of people say she got saved. Well, she got all she could get, but she didn't get saved. She couldn't have got saved. She could have been saved until salvation, but I got news for you. Brother, salvation never came until Jesus died. Amen. Yes, sir. And brethren, it didn't come then until on the day of Pentecost. Yes, sir. And I can't help it. Did they believe? Did some of them believe? Yes, they did. Were they followers of Christ? Yes, they were. But brethren, they had all they could have until Jesus performed the rest. He had to perform the rest. It's the reason he come. Is it not? It's the reason he come. He says, which were born not of blood, not of blood. Brethren, take that Jew and that Israelite. You say, preacher, they'll hang you. Well, they'll just have to get a good rope, is all I can say. Listen! Listen! This is what the scripture teaches. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. It didn't come by the will of the flesh. No, sir. He says, nor of the will of man. Neither did it come by the will of man. You say, preacher, man and flesh is the same thing. Well, evidently not. Huh? Evidently not. You think about it. Think about it. I want you to think about it tonight. Listen to me. There's something different between both of them. I ain't got time to get into it. He says, but of God. But of God. They is born by the will of God. Brother, that's how you become, thank God, a part of the body of God. It's to believe with your heart. With a heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with his mouth, confession is made unto salvation. We say that. We say that. We preach that. We believe that. But I'm just going to be as honest as I know how to be with you. Brethren, it takes the heart. It takes the heart to believe. When I was 12 years old, I was asked a question. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? I was asked that question. I was asked that question in a church. I was asked that question because I'd come down and wanted to do something. I'm honest about it. That's what they taught. The preacher asked me, he said, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? I said, yes, I do. They baptized me. Huh? They baptized me, Bruce. Yes, they did. You know what? That was on a Sunday night they baptized me. And brother, Monday morning I went back to school. And them old boys I run with, I just kept running with them. I did. I'm talking about me. I can't talk about you, but I'll talk about me. But everything was clear and everything was good as far as I knowed. Yeah. It was good. It satisfied. What did it satisfy, preacher? It satisfied that I wasn't what I was used to be. But I didn't know what that's supposed to be. With a heart, man believeth. I'll just be honest with you. I've thought ever since that. I've thought, well, I don't remember a time. I don't remember a time in my life that I didn't believe Jesus was the Son of God. Didn't even go to church and I believe Jesus was the Son of God. I believe that. You couldn't tell me no different. And I couldn't tell you in the scripture where it was. No, I couldn't. I couldn't tell you where it was true or not. But I could tell you that that's what I'd been taught, that Jesus was the Son of God. Now, I don't know. I'm just going to be honest. We had a big Bible up here at one time. But anyhow, we had a big Bible on our coffee table. We did. Big old thick one. Had everybody's births in it and then had some deaths in it. Yes, sir. And I still got it. Yes, sir. But you know what? That didn't mean we know what was in it. Huh? Truth of it is, we just know we had a big Bible. Yes, sir. I'm honest. Just as honest as I can be. Brethren, but this thing didn't come by the will of man. It didn't come by the will of the flesh. And it didn't come because you was born by blood into it. Now, there was a lot of things. This meant a lot to the children of Israel. And the truth of it is, it still does today. Then the heritage and the inheritance and the blessings, my friend, were handed down from generation to generation. Rightfully so. Rightfully so. Brethren, it went from one generation to another. But under the law, my friend, if your father had sinned, brethren, that sin could carry on also for four generations. Four generations. You could pay for your great-granddad's sins. Yes, you could. Yes, you could. Them things would be upon you for four generations. Yes, sir. Christ done away with that. We're not no longer We're not any longer. I'll get my English right here in a minute. We're not any longer, my friend, under that of the eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. No, sir. No, sir. And the truth of it is, there was a lot more that went with that. There's a lot of things, my friend. If you done something in some of them's livestock, brother, and you'd pay him back fourfold. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ain't that what Nathan told David? Huh? Over there? Asked him. He gave him the little scenario about what was going on. Yes, sir. And David, brethren, his anger riled up, didn't it? It riled up. He said, that man's got to pay. That man's got to pay. Brethren, everything going David's way until Uriah said, you the man. Nathan said, you the man. You the man. You the man. You the man. He didn't say nothing. Did you know that? He didn't say nothing. There's some things, my friend, that was not, did not come. It's not going to come. No, sir. We're out from under that rule. We're out from under, my friend, that line of judgment. Yes, we're that line. Now listen to you. You say, preacher, not so. Brethren, if we ain't in a different day, and if we ain't in a different era, and brethren, if grace, brethren's not greater than sin, brethren, they ain't any of us got a hope. Where sin abound, grace does much more abound. What the book says. Then he turns right around and he says, God forbid, shall we sin? Said, they asked the question, shall we sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. How can you that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Brethren, there's been a change. There's no doubt about it. There's been a change. And yes, thank God, it is by grace. By grace through faith. Are you saved? It is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Yes, sir. It is the gift of God. Now, I don't know tonight. I hope you got something out of the message. You say, preacher, you're going to quit? Well, I'll give you what I had. I have. Now, could I say a lot more? There's a lot more in here. There's a whole lot more than I could probably get around to as far as that goes. But brethren, it never... You've heard the scripture. Read the scripture. That it's not God's will that any should perish. Not His will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's God's will. That's God's will. If we don't find a place to repent, if people, my friend, don't get to the point, that they believe the Lord from the heart, and that's all I can tell you. From the heart. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. What he says. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Now, I can tell you when I was 15 year old, there's something got a hold of me. I'd never been in a Baptist church. Some, most of y'all done heard me tell this, but it was my thoughts. Crazy as they are, it was my thoughts. I'd never been in a Baptist church. My mother got saved initially in our household. She worked with some women. She'd worked with these women, I can't tell you how many years. They worked 20, 25 years down at Carr's Lundman Garment together. Then some of them moved up. When Chenille come out, they started making bedspreads. And a lot of women had moved closer to home and got jobs. And she'd got a job working with the same people, same women. some of them, well, one of them is Brother Walden Abernathy's wife. She had worked with her for years, with her for years. And then there's several from around a little community down there called Union Grove. And them women, they had talked to my mother and they had talked to my mother. And one day, something clicked. That's all I can tell you. You know, it might seem like they weren't doing no good sometime, but I'll tell you, if you'll keep doing it, I thought the silliest thing that I ever done, my friends, when we got out of the first grade, we knowed our ABCs and our 1, 2, 3s and all that. We hit second grade and you know what they wanted to teach us? ABCs. ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. I just thought, well, that's the craziest thing I ever seen. We done learned that. But the truth of it is, a lot of them didn't learn it. Huh? A lot of them didn't get it. Huh? And it was a Ford. Now, we didn't stay on ABCs in 1, 2, 3, but we started out with them. Started out with familiar things and go on and on as you progress. You understand all of that. But, brethren, one day my mother had started going to church. And she took my two sisters. Daddy didn't go, man, I didn't have to go. So I didn't go. She had went for, I'm going to say she had went several weeks. Then she got to where she started going on Wednesday night. Well, one Wednesday night she got saved. Huh? She got saved. Listen. Thursday morning, brethren, and not that my mother didn't. She would from time to time, and she'd always be up, but she didn't ever cook a lot of breakfast. We eat a lot of cereal, stuff like that, grits. She wouldn't cook no biscuit, eggs, and bacon, and all that good stuff. But this morning, she cooked a good breakfast. It was already sitting on the table before we was going to school. We got in there and I was sitting there with two sisters and Mama walked up and she took them arms and wrapped them around me and said, she was a crying, I mean just a crying and said, Randy, I love you. I want you to know that, but I want you to know Jesus saved me last night. Yeah. Boy, she is happy. Well, I thought she was crazy. My thoughts. I want to know what happened to her. Yeah, something happened. I didn't know what happened. It rocked on a few months. She didn't miss a lick. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. She was gone. She's going to meeting. One Wednesday night, my dad always went to bed early. Pretty early. He got up early. He called me to his bedside. He said, Randy, he said, I don't know what to tell you. He said, your mama's gone crazy. Now, I didn't know what was going on. Lord was dealing with this man, and I had no clue. That's what was happening. And he said, I'm going to have to leave her. He said, she's in love with that church and everything up there. That's exactly what he said. Tell me something like that. You know, really, it tore me up. Just tore me up because I didn't know what was going on. That was Wednesday night. While I was gone. Well, little did I know, about 2 o'clock, 2:30, somewhere along that line Thursday morning, my dad got saved. Beside his bed in there. Yeah. Yes, sir. Then come Sunday, we all went to church. I had to go with them. So we go to Union Grove Baptist Church. I don't mind telling you, Brother Carlton Rogers was pastor. And he started preaching. He preached about like I do, some sort of form or fashion. I thought he was a wild man. I did. I thought he was a mad man. I said, man, there's something wrong with him. Yeah. I didn't hear a word he said. I couldn't get over the shock, I guess. I'm serious. I just thought he was a wild man. That mad man up there just a bopping away. I had no clue. But I left that service. You say, preacher, it don't happen this way. I left that service. I couldn't tell you what he preached, but brethren, there's something left with me. There's something left with me because I didn't feel so good. You know what I mean? I mean, really, I didn't feel so good. Something happened. Of course, I was stuck. We're going to this church, it looked like. It wasn't a whole lot I can do. So it took me a couple of months. And I couldn't tell you what he preached on the night that I got saved, but I can tell you something else. From the day that I felt in my heart that something was wrong, and I didn't know what was wrong, and I didn't know what to do about it, I never had been around such. But the night I got saved, I can tell you, I know before I come to the altar, if I died in the shape I was in, I was going to bust hell wide open. And I was afraid that that's what was going to happen. And I really believe that night was my last call. He had done dealt with me, and I'd just hold the bench, and I'd do this and that and another. Talk about hiding. I couldn't hide, but brother, me and that bench both was shaking. I promise you. And I come down, and I don't know altogether what I told the Lord or asked the Lord. I did ask Him to save me. I remember that. And whatever else, I give everything I had. If I was going to go to hell, I was going to go to hell just believing. Just believing. Amen. Yeah. And I want you to know something, folks. It works. It works. It really does. Things was different. It was different in my life. I went to school the next day, run around with the same boys, got in the midst of them over there. Wednesday, I was talking and carrying on just like they were. Thursday, I was standing there and wasn't anything to ever cut me so bad is what they was talking about. What they was doing, I mean, it's just like you took a knife, just cut me up one side and down the other. I couldn't handle it. It didn't sound right. You know, something was different. I didn't understand what I had. I didn't understand how it's supposed to work. But I'll promise you something, folks. I learned. I understood one thing. I wasn't going to hell. Absolutely. I understood that. I had that kind of a peace. I guess that's what you call it. I just knowed from the night that I give Him everything that I had. I mean, just give it all. And that was it. So it's not by the bloodline. It don't just rub off on you. And He didn't give it to the Jew, my friend, just because they were Jews. He come unto His own. His own received Him not. That verse is very true. Very true. But as many as did receive Him. Brethren, they was them that did receive Him. You must believe. I think sometimes, now I'll say this, I have not to this day been able to to explain to people how to be saved. You know that? You start talking to a lost man about getting saved. Well, what have I got to do? What happens? What does that mean? You just pray. You pray. You'll know. I tell my kids, Lord, get to dealing with them. And they'd ask a question every now and again. And when they'd ask them questions, I'd answer them the best I could. But the real truth of it is, I didn't tell them. I said, you'll know if it's the Lord. Lord dealing with you. I said, He'll show Himself. I said, and you'll know it. I said, but the thing of it is, I said, that'll never go away till you give your heart to Him. It works that way. Yeah. You know it? It works that way. I could ramble on and on, but I'll hush. It's good to be here. I appreciate the service tonight.